I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Sources tell the AP the sudden and surprising brief airspace closure over El Paso, Texas, stemmed from the Pentagon's plans to test a laser for use in shooting down drones used by Mexican drug cartels. The airport has reopened. Two of the sources say the friction was with the Federal Aviation Administration, which wanted to ensure commercial air safety. Texas Democratic Congresswoman Veronica Escobar says local leaders were not in the loop.
They did not alert the El Paso International Airport. They did not alert the El Paso city manager or the El Paso mayor. So everyone locally on the ground was in the dark.
This is Texas Republican Tony Gonzalez.
As far as the ongoing operations that were occurring, this is something I've been very aware of for a long time.
The Federal Aviation Administration had originally announced a 10-day closure of the airspace over El Paso International Airport. More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue.